Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the NCBA. We're back with Colin in just a moment.
Introducing the new Bacon Clubhouse Sandwich at McDonald's. It's a step above ordinary sandwiches. In fact, it's about as LeBron James as a sandwich can get. It gets all up in your face, just like LeBron. It'll even dribble. Big Mac special sauce. And it stands tall with grilled or crispy chicken. Or, if you prefer, 100% pure beef. Plus, it's on an artisan roll, so it's handsome, just like LeBron.
Man, I make a great sandwich.
Try the new Bacon Clubhouse Chicken Sandwich and Burger at participating McDonald's.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Oklahoma Hereford Association Springtime Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, May 10th, 12 noon, the start time for the sale at the Hartley's H2 Ranch and Cattle Company, Perkins, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 128 head to sell, service-age bulls, open heifers, spring pairs, fall pairs, and bred females. For more information, you can go to nationalcattle.com to download a catalog or give Eddie Sims a call at 580-595-1626. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is crying foul over a report just released by the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and their travels down to Brazil to review their beef industry in light of a proposal that's been made by APHIS to allow fresh and frozen beef from Brazil into the United States. The comment period has already closed on this, but now after the fact, this final audit report is now out. Bob McCann, their president, saying that they're extremely disappointed that this final audit report was not released in time for a full review prior to the comment deadline on the proposed rule. We talked about this with Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, while we're here in Washington at NAFB's Washington Watch.
It really has. Another great example outside of EPA is what we're dealing with right now with the proposed rule out of the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service to allow Brazil to send fresh and frozen beef in the United States, something that we do not agree with, not because we're against trade with countries, but because we just don't think that Brazil has the commitment and the resources to put towards implementation of the protocols that are needed to keep our country safe. And that just came to light this past week when we got a report from the Food Safety Inspection Service from a recent trip down to Brazil, where they came back and had all sorts of problems. And so I think that really shows that this process is just flawed and we are at risk if we allow this to move through.
What's going on in the minds of APHIS in regards to trying to push for this opening up? Are they just trying to get more beef acts, you know, more beef into the country? What's the reasoning?
You know, we have tried to get an answer from them on why they think it's so important to move this and move this now. They have not been able to give that to us. So we definitely know there's probably some political undertones here, and that's having an impact. You know, there's still a lot of sensitivity between these two countries going back to the Brazil cotton case. And also to the fact that the Brazilian president, her cell phone was one of the phones being monitored by the NSA when that all broke last summer. So this may be nothing more than just trying to appease Brazil and help with that relationship. But ultimately, we feel it's bad for U.S. cattle producers.
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, his president, Bob McCann, commented in a release by NCBA yesterday on this latest FSIS report. He says that we're more convinced than ever after reading the report that Brazil is not capable of holding its industry to the same standards that we hold ourselves to. If Brazil cannot manage their food safety equivalency standards, how can we trust them to have the safeguards to protect animal health? Therefore, we continue to urge APHIS to withdraw this proposed rule. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
PharmaSure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at PharmaSure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.